You just heard a lot from the blogosphere. Now here's the part where we get to hear from you. It's letters, and joining me now to sift through the mailbag is our editor and producer, Christopher Johnson. Hey!
Farah Chidea, what's going on with you?
I'm doing great. Ready for that first letter?
Well, you know how the Bloggers Roundtable always features some pretty fiery conversation, right?
Absolutely.
And every week, you all manage to get our listeners pretty heated. And last week's discussion was no different. Among the topics, you four talked about the latest from a West Virginia case that involved a black woman who was allegedly kidnapped and sexually tortured by a group of whites. In that town, whites have apparently been randomly approaching black people on the street and saying, "I'm sorry." Blogger Jamu Green had this take on the scattershot apologies.
Aren't we all familiar with black guilt? That when we, you know, see blacks committing crimes or behaving badly, that there's this feeling of, okay, are people pointing their fingers at me? And I find it interesting that in this case, you have whites feeling for the first time white guilt.
Our listener Casey Combs in St. Louis, Missouri, heard that comment. She doesn't seem to think that so-called white guilt is necessarily a bad thing. And she wrote us this. I'm a 26-year-old white female that grew up in a very small and closed-minded town, read racist, in southern Illinois. I just want to disagree with your guest. She was saying for the first time white people have white guilt. I've heard that term many times over my life and even referred to myself as having it. I just like to stand up for those white people that are colorblind and go more on what a person has to contribute to society instead of where they're from and what color their skin is.
Darcella Craven wrote in, also from St. Louis and also about our bloggers roundtable. Her letter is about a discussion we had around Morehouse College's ban on sagging pants, do-rags, and other so-called unprofessional clothing choices on campus. One of our guests said the HBCU president stands on the other side of a generation gap and should let the young men don whatever gear they choose. Darcella says that statement made her nearly roll her eyes out of her head. Fortunately, she kept it together and just sent us this note. Oh, please. Morehouse College is a choice. If the students cannot abide by the dress code, choose another place to learn. One big issue I see is this generation not being able to segment their lives appropriately. Everything has its place and time. Baggy pants are for kicking it at the club or some social space, not school. You do not get to do as you want at all times.
And finally, we got a letter about your interview this week with Cheryl Carter Schatz. She's the founder of Americans for African Adoption. Her organization helps bring children on the continent to homes here in the States. We were also joined by Cheryl's son, Mohammed Albakai, whom she adopted from Mali. Bob Klein of Sylvania, Ohio, tuned in for that conversation and sent us this note. I understand your reference to Cheryl Carter Schatz's adopted son, but for future reference, we who have adopted do not normally refer to the children we adopted as our adopted children. They are our children. I have two daughters I adopted, but I never call them my adopted children.
Thanks for writing, Bob, and you make an important point. Just for the record, though, adopted children, as a phrase, was never used in that interview to refer to Cheryl's children. I did say that they were adopted, which is a fact.
That's it for letters, and thanks to all of you for writing in. Please keep the letters coming. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. Two simple requests, though. Make sure you tell us where you're writing from and tell us how to say your name.
We have also got a News and Views blog. Post your comments by going to nprnewsandviews.org.
And News and Notes has a newsletter, too. You can go to the blog and find out how to sign up.
Well, thanks again, Christopher.
Anytime, Farah.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow stars Janet Jackson and Tyler Perry from the new movie, Why Did I Get Married? I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.